Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am over the fucking moon today because I am bringing in a super expansive, super high level conversation that is going to fucking excite you and motivate you to really show up and up level in a way that's going to align with where you're going and your desires. Because we don't fucking have time to just sit around and to just hope things are gonna work out. We quite literally don't have time to do that. So the question I have for you, the question I want us all to contemplate on today is, are you just winging your life or are you being intentional with how you create it? Are you just going through your day hoping something will kind of just fall into place for you and repeating that over and over and over again? Taking what you get, running on subconscious programming, just winging it, no structure, no direction. Or are you being deeply intentional with how you show up, how you expand yourself, your actions, your habits, your behaviors, your responses to life? Before we get into it, I really want you guys to quit the I don't have what she has within her energy. If at any point you're hearing me speak about what's possible for you, what I do in my world, what I do in my life, how I create my own universe. If you're listening to that and you think to yourself, well, she has this, she has X, and I don't have that within, so I can't live that same life. She has something that I don't have. Clearly she's motivated. Oh, clearly she has this. Like, name whatever your thing is. I want you to pay attention to that. And I want you to catch yourself, and when you're thinking this way, recognize it for what it is, okay? It's a fucking lie. It's rooted in fear, it's low frequency, and it's a lie. Anything that I say today, you have the ability to create within yourself. I'm sorry, I wasn't born this way. If I did it, you can do it, okay? So I wanted to start with that. Circling back to our question, are you just winging life or are you being deeply intentional with how you create it? Let's get into intention. So like, what is an intention? What does that mean? You hear me say it all the time and you hear me rave about how powerful it's been in my world. But what actually is an intention? An intention is a decision that you make that reorganizes energy in your favor when it comes to creating that thing. An intention is something that you decide that you're creating in your life. You're not questioning it. You're not in the I hope it happens energy. You know it's happening. You're intending for it to happen. And when you intend to do something in your life, in your world, to create something within yourself, whether it's a new identity, you're bringing out your power within, you're bringing out your confidence, you're creating a business, whatever it is that you're creating, if you set an intention, it's already done in the spirit realm. So that's a, I know this is happening, nothing can stop me, you're making a decision, it's decision energy. And when you activate decision energy, you also activate the co-creation process. Right? And the co-creation process is this idea that you and the universe, your higher self, are working together as a team to create your dream life, to make that intention come to life. So co-creation is manifestation. And when you live your life this way, when you set intentions, when you're in decision energy, you give your life and your everyday purpose and direction, right? So this intention sends out a shockwave and reorganizes the energy that connects you to a different timeline. And what's a timeline? A timeline is just a reality. You're currently in your timeline that you're living right now, where your beliefs, your actions, your behaviors, your paradigms for how you see the world is your reality. That is your reality. That is all you're seeing. That's all you're expecting. But when you set intentions and your actions align with that intention and you're super, super aware of what's coming through so you can actually create that thing, manifest that thing, you are connected to a different timeline. So you're no longer gonna repeat this pattern that you have of living the same life that you have in this timeline. Like, you're no longer connected to this timeline. You're now connected to a future timeline where you have everything that you want, where your desires reside. If you imagine like a little thread that's connecting you to that timeline, you're walking along that thread. A timeline is a reality. So when you set intentions, you reorganize energy and everything starts working in your favor to create that outcome. And you just have to be aware and you have to remember that you're doing it. Write that shit down. Out of sight, out of mind. 100%, I believe in that. Out of sight, out of mind. If you don't write that shit down, then you're not going to remember that you even set that intention. And now this intention that could have been so powerful, right? Remember, the purpose of intention is to co-create your desires and to give your life purpose and direction, to give your everyday purpose and direction. Every moment that you live, you're going to be doing it with purpose and direction, right? So you want to be able to remember the intentions that you're setting. And this now becomes the context and the lens in which you live your life through. You live your life through the context of your intention. So if your intention is to fall deeply in love with your life and your business, well, now everything that you do in your everyday, everything that occurs in your day, everything that pops up, every person that you meet, every situation that's going down in your world, it's meant to support that desire. This makes sense that I'm listening to this podcast right now, because I actually set an intention that I wanted to live my deepest quality of life. And this podcast is like teaching me how to do that. Is that a coincidence? Absolutely not. It's your intention being answered. And it's you being conscious to the fact that energy was reorganized. So anything that's happening in your world right now is meant to complement that. Even if it's something that maybe feels messy, chaotic, difficult. Well, where's the lesson in that? Because you're connected to that timeline. You made the decision that you're going somewhere. Nothing is a coincidence when you play the game of life and manifestation. Life is a game. Manifestation is a game. You're either playing it or you're just kind of like sitting on the sidelines, right? So this podcast episode is meant to activate you into the game if you're not there already. Or maybe you were playing the game and you plugged out. Well, welcome back, bitch, because we're doing it. Okay, to manifest is to live life fully. You were given co-creative powers to create whatever the fuck you want in your life. Why are you gonna let that go to waste, right? And we have to understand that little girl manifestation is just like putting an intention out there and just wishing upon a star, I hope it happens. Oh, that sounds nice. Oh, I'm going to write this little affirmation and just like, you know, hold my crystals, which nothing is wrong with that at all. I love both of those things, but I'm just going to forget about it and I'm going to hope that it comes through, right? That's like little girl manifestation. And a lot of people listening to this are probably playing in that realm. I think we all start out there. But my purpose and my intention is to get you into your next level of manifestation, your big girl manifestation, your boss bitch manifestation. Like, you're fucking doing it. You're not hoping, you're doing it. And that is what co-creation and intention is all about. So now that we understand what being intentional is, actually, I want to give you an example of intention in my life. So before I do anything in my life, I set an intention. I reorganize the energy. I direct the energy. This is how I want to feel. This is how I want the outcome of this thing to be. This is how I want to show up in this thing. This is how I want to experience this thing. And we're talking like moment to moment. Like before I go on a run, I set an intention. Before I start my day, I set an intention. When I get ready, I set an intention. For my workouts, I set an intention. For any trainings that I host, I set an intention. For any podcast that I host, I set an intention. Like, I'm always setting intentions because I am not ignorant to the fact that I control my reality. And energy and energetics is a real thing. So I'm gonna leverage that. I'm gonna leverage that. And it's very, very incredible. And also, you can also have like more long-term intentions. Like, I am becoming a woman who is deeply grounded in her personal power. She moves regardless of the external validation or not, right? So you're like co-creating that over time. So anything that you need to become that person is on its way to you already. Like, that's what I mean when it comes to intentions. Like, you're not just winging it, hoping you have a good day. You're deciding to have a good day. You're deciding to be the woman who fucking goes after it today. You're deciding to have the most deepest, beautiful, rich experience of life, okay? So that's intention. And now I want to go into two conversations that need to be had every single day, all day, every day. Two conversations that need to be had all day, every day, right? And that's conversations with your ego and conversations with your higher self. So the first one, conversations with your ego, you want to be asking questions that align with growth and your next evolution, your next level. You want to be asking yourself questions that will put you into that energy, that will shift things for you so that you are in alignment with your growth and evolution. So if you want to grow and evolve, you need to see where you're not evolved, right? And we need to do this in a high frequency. So we don't want to shame ourselves. And we talked about this in my last episode. Please go and listen if you haven't listened to it yet, because it is fucking bomb, right? So we need to know where we need to evolve. And the way we uncover that information is by asking ourselves questions, having conversations with our ego, questioning our ego, questioning our ego's limited view of the world, and asking questions that are going to catapult us into growth, right? Because our results are only as good as the questions we're asking ourselves. And I really, truly, deeply believe that. I really do. I am the living, breathing embodiment of that shit. When I didn't ask myself questions and I didn't have conversations with myself, I was winging life. I definitely was just winging it, I have to admit, because I wasn't questioning my reality and what got to be true for me and my actions, my behaviors, and how that was affecting my timeline, my reality, where I was going. Okay, so an example of a question that you can ask yourself is, what is the most difficult thing I can see in myself when it relates to this thing, right? So an example, why am I not showing up to X even though I say it's a desire I'm manifesting? I put I'm manifesting in quotations because it's like, I'm manifesting this thing. Yeah, I'm manifesting it. Yeah. But like, you're not really asking yourself questions and getting deep with your ego and really exploring the uncomfortable aspects of the process, which is like, where are you not doing your best, right? Why am I not showing up to X even though I say that it's a desire of mine? Why am I not showing up? Like, what is the truth behind this? If you're new to this, a lot of the times your ego is going to resist saying the truth because your ego can't really handle certain aspects of itself or certain ways of being seen or viewed. And if you admit to yourself like, oh, I'm too fucking scared and I'm letting external validation run the show when it comes to how I show up in my business and in my life, like, your ego is going to want to go against that. It faces resistance, right? It doesn't want to admit that. It wants to think of itself as confident, but that's shadow work. Or you can just ask yourself, what needs to shift in my behavior in order for me to normalize this result? So in my case, I had to call myself out for half-assing stuff, like stop half-assing stuff and rushing through everything that you're doing. I had to ask myself, I want to normalize this result. I want to have extraordinary results and I want to be proud of what I'm creating. So in order to normalize that result, what do I need to do and shift in my behavior to have that result? And the answer that I came up with is stop half-assing shit and like rushing through everything. And a lot of people can't take that. A lot of people get so upset when they have to admit something to themselves or they see something new in themselves, like, oh, I tend to half-ass things and I tend to rush things and I tend to be too lazy to really put effort into something. They can't handle that. Their ego can't handle that. So they go into a shame spiral and then they feel like something's so wrong with them and they need to go fix themselves. That is a low frequency. A high frequency way to look at this is, okay, cool, this is an opportunity. Oh, I just uncovered something new in myself. This is an opportunity. Oh, I'm half-assing and rushing. Okay, cool. So let me set an intention to be the person that takes her time and puts in effort, a lot of effort into the work that she's creating. Like, for instance, the podcast. I wasn't planning my episodes for a while and I was kind of like winging it. And of course, we have a great fucking show with amazing content and it was working for a while. But in order to take the podcast to the next level, I want to plan the shows out. I want the shows to have direction. I want to know exactly where I'm taking the conversation. I want to have notes. I want to have a plan. I'm not saying I'm reading a whole script while I'm doing this. Absolutely not. But I know where I'm taking the conversation next because I have notes. And for so long, I didn't do that. And I was telling myself at the time that it was very intuitive and it was nice and it was flowy. But now that I look back, I can see, oh, you know, that was kind of just me not taking responsibility for the work that it takes to create a great podcast and calling it intuitive creating, right? So you see how that can feel a little difficult to admit to oneself. Very easy for me now because I've been doing shadow work for a long time, admitting things about myself that I've never explored, uncovering blind spots, being the person who felt shame about it and who would want to pull out, pull back, feel like, you know, something's wrong with me, be in problem frequency. But then I overcame that. And now I look at those things as, okay, this is really going to catapult me forward. I needed this information. In order to evolve, I needed to see where I was not evolved. So again, your results are as good as the questions you're asking yourself. Why am I not showing up to X even though I say it's a desire? And what is the most difficult thing I can see in myself when it relates to this thing? What needs to shift in my behavior in order for me to normalize this result? Actually contemplate on this, because this is going to give you so much clarity and direction. And then the second conversation that you want to be having all day, every day, is conversations with universal energy and your higher self. So a big part of co-creation, of manifestation, is teaming up with something bigger than yourself, a higher power, to create a result. We know that, right? Simple shit, simple spirituality, manifestation stuff. However, a lot of people don't realize or know or have their own definition of what a higher self is. I know you guys hear it a lot, my higher self, my higher self, my higher self. The way I see your higher self is the part of you that's connected to the spiritual realm, the part of you that has all the answers, that part of you that knows the path to where you desire to go. It knows every single step. It has all the answers. Your higher self is your spiritual side. Your higher self knows who the fuck she is. She's in her full power, her full confidence. She's highly intentional. She knows where the fuck she's going. She's in decision energy. She's very emotionally intelligent. Like, she's just the highest evolution of you connected to the spirit realm. So she's like your partner when it comes to this co-creation process. So you have a desire. And a lot of the times, most of the times, most people go into, okay, I want to do this with my life. I want to go in this direction. But how the fuck am I going to do that? I don't see it happening. I can't even imagine how that's even possible. That reality is so, so, so far from where I'm at now. I don't know how it's possible. So they fucking give up. They give up. But the point of manifestation isn't to know the how. Yet people get so fucking tripped up when it comes to not knowing a detailed map of where they're going, or not being able to see a detailed map with each step written out in their physical reality, like in front of them. They need to know every step. They need to know, okay, what do I do next? What do I do next? And what comes after that? And how is this gonna happen? But the point of manifestation is you don't know how. You're not meant to know how right away. And this is where this goes into, okay, you have a desire, right? And then you lean into, okay, let's connect to my higher self. Like, I do this all the time. Like, I will literally just be like, okay, I'm calling upon my higher self. Show me the path. Show me the way. I'm open to your guidance. Let's create this together. Let's team up. Let's create this together. You know best. You know the next step. You are so supportive when it comes to my creativity. You remind me of what's within me. You're my true self, who I am in the purest form. When all the ego is dissolved, when all the fear is dissolved, right? So you connect to your higher self and you tell her to show you the path, and you're always asking for guidance. What would you have me do? Right? And that's also setting an intention, because you're in full expectation that the next steps are going to make their way to you. And another way I call on my higher self is I ask my higher self to speak through me when it comes to like trainings or, you know, recording podcasts or like showing up to hard conversations. I always call on my higher self to speak through me, and it gives me confidence. It makes me excited because I'm like, I'm not doing this alone. I'm in a co-creation. I fully expect to be supported. in whatever I'm doing. And there are certain times where I'm recording a training or a podcast or a course or something along those lines, and something just comes through me so beautifully. And I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't have even imagined saying that. And it just flowed so well. And this is after I set an intention to have my higher self come through. And then I experienced a moment and I just smile to myself because I'm like, okay, hey girl, what's up? Thanks. Thanks for that support. So the idea is to be in full expectation that everything you need is on its way to you via your higher self, right? So your next move, your next idea, your next mentor, the next book you're going to read. A lot of the times it's just inspired guidance and you're just like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to make this next move. And I'm fully aware that I'm being supported and I'm co-creating with the universe and my higher self. And it's like, I know that this is part of the process. I unblock myself from the connection to my higher self when I am fully plugged in and when I'm aware. Living with intention makes you so fucking magnetic. Can I just say that? Like, you become magnetic to friendships, magnetic to partners or potential partners, magnetic to strangers, magnetic to jobs, magnetic to being a really good business owner. You magnetize those qualities. You magnetize those relationships. You become magnetic to yourself and your life, right? Life wants you as much as you want it, and you enjoy your own company, your alone time, because you're so fucking magnetic. Like, living this way, having these conversations with yourself and asking yourself these questions and just being a highly intentional woman who doesn't fucking like wing her life, you become so fucking magnetic. I cannot explain the shifts that have happened to me in my world where it's like, before this didn't happen or that wasn't my experience of life at all. And now I live a whole different life. Like, I fucking make friends all the time. Not like deep friendships, because a lot of the times I meet people and I'm like, okay, yeah, like, they're so nice and it's so nice that they felt attracted to me because I am fucking magnetic, but I can't really pour my energy into everyone. But I have recently, especially after just like quantum leaping after my wedding, it was such a spiritual experience that I truly feel like I quantum leaped into a new timeline. Not even fucking kidding. People have been coming up to us like it's their main job. Like, people come up to me randomly everywhere I am. Like, yesterday in the cafe, someone came up to me. Someone in the gym came up. Actually, he's our friend now. He's super, super fucking awesome. He came up to us. People in the store, like just random people in the elevator, they're just talking to me. And, you know, we were making s'mores in our courtyard the other day on Sunday. And our neighbors were having this like big barbecue party, and one of them came up to us and she was like, hey, like, do you want some food? You guys seem so cool, like, come hang out with us. And we ended up eating food and taking shots with them and like just like having the time of our lives, like literally dancing and making friends, like so many friends. And it's like, we were just sitting minding our own business and someone felt called to come up to us. And the guy at the gym, he's awesome. He's like super, super awesome. I really fucking like him. Like, we hung out with him. We met up actually the other night on Saturday, but he came up to us in the gym and just started talking to us. He said he's been wanting to come up to us for so long because he just thought we seemed cool. And finally he made the move. He was like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to do it. And he came up to us and we became friends. But do you see what it is to be magnetic? Like, it's insane. Like, people just want to talk to you. I remember hearing people talk about this like on their podcast like a while ago, and I just like couldn't imagine that being my life, and now it is my life. Another example is, my neighbor is a content creator and influencer, and he asked me to take some pictures of him, and I was like, sure. He's super fun and funny and gay, and I just love him. So I went outside to take pictures of him, but he wasn't there yet, so I was just kind of like standing there. And this was like another barbecue party that was happening the day before, and this guy came up to me and he was like, this gay guy, super cool, and he was like, something is just like your energy, like I just felt like I had to talk to you. And I just smiled to myself because I know what's happening. I know that I hold such a high standard of life for myself. I do so much energy work on myself, and I put so much intention into my world. Of course I'm magnetic, and it's such a beautiful thing to experience. You just walk around knowing you're magnetic and you're a high value human because you pour into yourself and you're intentional about the life you create. Like, it's over. You're excited to wake up. You're so just in love with yourself. you really gain confidence. Like suddenly my relationships are deepening. I'm making new friends. People are coming up to me everywhere. People just want to be near me. My relationship with my husband is better than ever. Like it doesn't get old. Like, yes, we have challenges like every other couple does. And it's like amazing because they're opportunities to evolve. You know what I mean? Like it's nothing crazy. It's just normal shit. But it's like, I feel like I'm not growing apart. He's so magnetized to me. I'm so magnetized to him because we're so deeply intentional. Why do I keep saying intentional? Oh my God. We're so deeply intentional about the life we're creating that it's like fucking magnetic. So us as a couple, we just feel like magnetized to each other. There's so much magic in being a human. Like you're fucking magical. And when you live your life this way, so much changes and shifts for you. Love you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of this episode. And if you loved it, if you enjoyed it, please leave a rating or review. I changed my podcast cover art. What do we think about it? I fucking love it. I'm so excited. Now I'm really confident about you guys screenshotting it and tagging me on your story. Please, if you love this episode, do me a favor and do that so we can get the show out to more people because it is my intention to grow this shit. Okay. So it's done. It's decision energy. We're fucking growing this podcast. I love you with all of my heart, and I will talk to you next week.